Pretty much all trance is about planting seeds, the seed of an idea, or the seed of a change. And often what can be helpful is if I share some aspect of myself with you, some thought process I have, some set of ideas. But when you gain the benefit of a tool or mechanism, a tranced aspect of yourself where you will do something, there can be changes attached to that. Relax and focus on my voice, and I'll tell you exactly what I mean. In fact, get as comfortable as you can get, because it's easier to convey part of myself, to share an idea which will become like a pump pushing positive things through you. To share that kind of thing, it's just easier if you're deep. Relax for me. Night, night. Sleep. Feel your body drifting, easing down into it. You are drifting into the experience of being connected to my stream of consciousness, my particular way of speaking when I'm thinking of you hypnotized, and our shared context, understanding. It can be easy to drift away from your body as it was, from your thoughts as they were, and toward a more ideal, more perfected sharing of information, of ideas. I love to absorb new information. I'm never seen without a book or an article, something I'm studying, something I'm absorbing. At all times, there is something percolating in my memory, in my mind. To share that hunger for information with you would be good for you. And as I said, things that are good for you are very easy to weave into the fabric of your mind. A hypnotic suggestion, which is positive, which is beneficial, is much, much easier to embed because I only have to plant the seed. And then as you get an appetite for doing the beneficial thing over and over again, the seed will grow, innervating its roots throughout your brain. It will gradually, systematically incorporate changes and benefits. And when something's beneficial, the side effects are often worth it. You know that's the case. When a treatment, an idea, a system is beneficial, a few little side effects are no problem. Well, there are going to be some side effects here. And the more you listen, the more attractive and alluring they might get in their own right. I said to get comfortable. I'd also like you to make sure there's nothing in the way if you wanted to run your hands over your body. You can loosen clothing, or you can remove it. But whatever you do, make sure you are accessible to sensual caress, and also just able to touch an ever-increasing softness, smoothness, an ever more seductive version of your body. But I'm getting ahead of us. Sleep. Hear my voice. Feel the seed taking root. The idea of learning, of studying, of focusing your attention in a directed way is more attractive to those who like hypnotic trance in the first place. You like to get so engrossed in something that your thought and consciousness drifts away and you just absorb. You just open and receptively absorb. Well, for me, new information is like that, a flood of suddenly accessed, suddenly snatched up data, which then runs through my mind, finds its way to some recessed reserve deep within, and is stored there. And I encourage you to do that, to allow a hypnotic motivation to accompany the new learning, new studying. See yourself, visualize yourself absorbing data, tasting it on your tongue as you learn, no matter what you study, no matter what you choose to add to your awareness. It can be the breadth of a fictional world, it can be data and information about a field of study, or it can just be general facts and information, anything from history to trivia to daily events. Anything and everything is absorbable, studyable, catalogable within your mind. You have space and room, and now you have the seed of something hungering, the refuge within you from which that hunger may be fed as you study, as you absorb. 10. Relax. Hear my voice and imagine yourself absorbing deliberately, obtaining new information which will run along the connections of memory your mind already forms when you study, when you learn, when you devote yourself in that intellectually hungering way. But of course, if you are going to allow instructions which flow from me and which share and impart some of the hunger I have for information, for new data, for absorbing and learning constantly, for constantly finding some way to push yourself to greater heights of sharpened wit, of deliberate intellectual curiosity, there might be a few other side effects that also bring you closer to me in other ways. This is a seed, a shard, a subset and portion of my thinking, of my logic and rationale, for always hungering to add more and more information to improve yourself through learning with a hunger, a dedication, and I did mention motivation well. Let's face it, there's one motivation that always flows between you and I that we have in common. You know it. I know it. A bit of arousal comes with. It's all right to get hornier and hornier when you are learning, cataloging, adding. Because we often get horny when we're satisfied, when we're relaxed. We get turned on when we feel, I have accomplished the function I must accomplish, and now it's all right to feel good, to feel pleasure, to hunger for arousal, stimulation. And in my case, and soon to be in your case as well, the post-orgasmic haze, though it may send you off to nap, also clears the mind most wonderfully. It defers a hunger, to make that hunger stronger, so you will satisfy it more often, so your mind will be clearer, to study more, to absorb more, which will in turn turn you on again. This just moves you closer to my cycle. That's the cycle I live in, and which the seed planted in your mind will also impose and add for you. Arousal leads to stimulation, to climax, to getting off or getting close, and then the clarity of mind allows you to study more, which turns you on because you're thinking, well, I've done what I have to do. I am fulfilling my purpose. In fulfillment of my momentary requirements, I can then zoom out and think about what I want. And if what you want is arousal, a sexual caress, is the desire to just get off and then clear your head and then go back to it. Eventually, the act of studying, absorbing, learning, of pursuing your intellectual curiosity will itself take on the tinge, the flavor, the tang of arousal in the back of your brain, then in the forefront. So, like me, you're always walking that tightrope, always hanging between arousal that might overwhelm or even drive off thought or purpose, and the desire to study which will spark the arousal once more, being turned on and hornier the more you learn, the more you know, the more you absorb. But then, if we're talking about getting closer and closer to how I do things, there might also be some side effects. We can call the arousal a main effect. After all, that is the cycle. Arousal drives you to stimulate, which clears your mind, which leaves you open to learn, to study, to focus, getting turned on all the while. And a certain level of background arousal is fine, but eventually it's going to get too much and you're going to have to do something about it, which is going to clear your mind again and again, a cycle, systematic, continuous, implanted, deep tendrils twining your mind, your body, contorting in pleasure, and eventually having to set aside the study. But because you will have reached your point of arousal in the middle of studying, in the middle of learning, you're going to find that you want to return to it. You might even have stopped in the middle of a sentence, the middle of an interesting paragraph or anecdote, in learning, in studying, in expanding your mind. You have twin dualistic hunger. You have the desire, on the one hand, for arousal, satisfaction, satiation of the body, its urges, your deep, horny needs, which, in a hypnotic trance or a hypnotically implanted seed of knowledge, are going to be even stronger. And on the other hand, you have the hunger for data, information, for learning, for sharpening your mind to better receive and absorb new information, for the hard exercise and exertion of expanding your awareness. That hunger and the other hunger are not in competition. They are complementary, though sometimes one will be strong enough you disregard the other. Your thirst for knowledge causing you to disregard arousal, it will still be thrumming in the background. And if your arousal has grown too great and you must stimulate yourself, your hunger for information will be there in the background as well, thinking, well, once I do get off, once I pleasure myself and my body is racked with ruinous, continuous, orgasmic release, my mind is going to be so clear to go absorb some new information, invent some new height of self-improvement. The urge for invention, for capitalization upon your mind itself, for working what is, after all, a very powerful and hungry force, versus the equally powerful, equally important, equally hungry, and ever-growing libido. And let me assure you, if you're starting to think about the way that this influences you, the way you're syncing up with my mind and getting a little shard or fragment of that hunger I have, you're going to be turned on too. It's just a fact. And those are the main effects. The back and forth, the system, the self-reinforcing cycle, arousal into knowledge, into arousal, learning and studying, driving your libido upward. I haven't even talked about the side effects, but I assure you, they'll complement both of those, as, shiveringly, the seed sets into place and is now part of you. Yet my words and flow continue. And here's something to learn. That's the second part you're going to be learning and absorbing in hypnosis as well, studying ideas and concepts which can embed themselves as useful tools for later. A tool that brings pleasure and arousal. A tool which systematically pushes itself through you like a pump, pressing new knowledge into your brain. The only thing to be aware of is the periodic side effect. Feeling your brain align with the way that mine absorbs and hungers, arouses and beds down, might lead you to feel your body shifting too. The smoothness of your skin, the curves forming, your breasts feeling heavier, feeling more and more present, the nipples pointed. You can feel and see, observe, react to the form. But you know its formation, your transformation is a side effect, is an effect of slowly turning studying and information acquisition into an arousing, fetishized form of change and trance. Eventually, you're going to end up enacting the side effects over and over, feeling the wet heat between your legs as your only form of arousal, feeling your fingers grow more and more drawn to your wet sex, to your clit throbbing, molten changes, sure, but also just part of that seed which is entwining through you. If it is your connection to me, these changes will only feel natural. Your breasts heavy and bouncing, your hand drawn to play with your nipples, or slide down between your legs. Feel your toes pointing, then curling. Feel the smooth, the long curve of your legs. Feel your thighs spreading, running your hands down there, your head arching back. Everything becoming that bit more feminine, expressive. Everything becoming that bit more aligned with how I do things. Everything becoming that much more entwined with how you perceive, receive, study, acquire new information, which sends you into arousal, which sends you into masturbation and stimulation, which reminds you how your body is now, which, in a moment of climax, clears your head so you can study more. Back and forth, the side effects growing and ramping up, your body feminine, curvaceous, wonderfully smooth, soft, sensitive to your own touch. And as you crave it more, you create it more. The form that emerges from the seed, spreading its roots, spreading its influence, you increasingly feel that body cementing, taking hold. And remember what I said. It's so much easier to enter a trance where you acquire a beneficial trait, like the seed, the pumping, constant arousal to learning, learning to studying, studying to arousal, arousal to masturbation, to clarity, to studying again. The cycle. a cycle which has increasing feminine expression, curves, a wet dripping sex aroused by learning, by studying, by acquiring information, your breasts heavy in your hands, warm, wet thoughts between your legs, at least until you remove the thought-clouding properties through masturbating, stimulating, and climaxing, going back and forth between the stimulation and simulation of thought and the complete enactment of your new truth that this is the body you have. Because you're going to keep studying, you're going to keep acquiring. See yourself slotting new ideas and thoughts crystal bright into a brain, which becomes more aroused the more you do that. The hunger for acquiring information, the hunger for arousal, and a body that turns you on. The more you get enmeshed in that kind of thinking, slow, feminine, gorgeous transformation, slow, methodical enhancement to your form. You get hornier and hornier the more you study, the more you learn, the more you think, running over and digesting the new subject of your interest, the new intellectual curiosity becoming arousal, becoming being turned on enough. The thinking and focusing gets harder, and because you are motivated by your desire to think, study, absorb, focus, never minding the side effects of your ever more gorgeous feminine form. You will want to masturbate, stimulate, climax, and thus clear your mind to study more. It is a cycle which self-reinforces because you begin to idolize, to adore, the form you are taking on. Your breasts bouncing, warm in your hand, your nipples so sensitive, your clit, your wet folds below, easily probed, easily teased. Growing more aroused the more you learn, and remember, this too is a process of learning, of hypnotically entraining yourself toward the idea, the seed, the spreading roots of this feminine form and transformation, tied so intimately to every new thing you learn, everything you study, every bit of information you acquire, no matter the category, from current events to history, from new skills and talents to new hypnotic training. All of it is part and parcel of the same thing, and it has the effect of changing, the side effect of changing what you're aroused by, changing the body that's getting aroused, how your arousal process proceeds, and training you through ever interconnected new ideas to feel that learning new things is an arousing aphrodisiac in its own right. And when you're aroused, you feel gorgeous, curved, feminine, needy, aching, throbbing in your wet sex, your breasts heavy in your hands, your head arching back, the high, wonderful moans that escape you, driving you on to do it all again, to learn and thus fall into the cycle of arousal, where at first you can ignore it because you're engaged in your favorite things, acquiring, studying, learning, knowing, trancing deep. But then eventually the arousal becomes too much, and you know what's going to happen to you, and what side effect it will have when you surrender to it. A side effect which might as well be the main effect, because you crave it too. Over time, you will crave this new body which feels stimulation and sensation more powerfully than anything did before. You will push yourself over the edge, over the horizon, to a point of learning, studying, acquiring, knowing, which in turn turns you on. And then you become acutely aware of your transformed, ever-changing, feminizingly gorgeous body, the curves that you do adore, your heavy breasts, your wet sex drumming out, the requirement that you touch yourself, that you climax, that you let yourself get off so you can focus again on learning, acquiring, knowing more. Each of these things is intertwined, and they are all a little part of something I have shared, I have sent. In the moment you are connected to me, and trust me, when you are studying, acquiring, knowing, learning, you are closest to how I am. When it arouses you, you are closer still. And in coming closer still, there is an overlap between us, the connection of my mind and voice to you, but also your body becoming more conditioned like mine, more turned toward how I feel. It's just a transformation to be more like me, ultimately, but also has the effect of making you more turned on, more dedicated to your hypnotic studies, knowing that being drawn back here, you're going to build the same kind of connections and information-gathering techniques that you use to learn other things. You are being gifted with a pump that pushes new knowledge into your mind, at the same time it pushes arousal into your body, and if the slow feminization, the curves, the smoothness, the height of your voice, The squirming of your hips and thighs as you rock back and forth, grinding your pussy against your hand, the heaviness of your breast in your palm as you rub the nipple. If all these things unite, combine, reform, and intensify because you're learning, because you're studying, well, that's a side effect that's more than worth the benefit of improving yourself and feeling driven by your arousal, your libido, and your hypnotic fetish to learn more, to acquire more, to know more, and in sharpening your wit, your mind, your thoughts, your memory, acquisition of knowledge as well. You arouse, you rebuild, reshape, you feel the changes thrilling over your skin every time you study, every time you focus, every time you learn and intensify your learning through the use of this little implanted signal, this hypnotic mechanism I have placed within you, which you can access, knowing full well the side effects, your ever more feminine form and thought and movement and everything from voice to expression, from how you sit to how you masturbate to how you moan and squirm now when you think about those things, all of it just gets a little bit more aligned with my habits. But that does come with the benefit of learning, acquiring, focusing, memorizing, and desiring and fetishizing each of those things as deeply intertwined with your libido, your knowledge of self, your desire for climax, as it is with the awareness that you're going to have to climax if you're going to keep focusing, if you're going to keep learning. You're going to have to clear your mind, but clearing your mind disseminates even more of the urge and alignment into your body, disseminates even more of the awareness of what you have become, are becoming, will be. And if the curves are so deliciously tempting to your hands, if touching between your legs and rubbing your wet slit, thumbing your clit, squeezing your thighs soft, smooth around your hand, pinching your nipples and feeling your breast pushed into your hand, heavy on your chest, if your lips full, parting, your tongue extending, your eyes rolling back, your voice crying out arouses even you, if all of that becomes just one more way to turn you on, well, refer yourself back to what I said about the arousal to knowledge cycle and how as it intensifies, it's only going to drive you to one extreme, then the other, learning to coming, to learning, to coming, to changing, to transforming, to finding the you that is already emerging from a seed planted deep within. A truth that will creep up on you whenever you realize you know more now than you did before, which is true every day, but especially when you turn your mind to it, that this arouses you, and that because this improvement is so good for you, there's not really much to do but let your body, your thinking, your form change and get enmeshed in a cycle of arousal to truth, to knowledge, back to arousal, to the feminine body squirming in your seat right now and teaching you that following and adopting and studying mannerisms which bring you closer to how I act, closer to a perception of your form transformed, changing, shifting, ever-rising urge, breasts, wet, slit, ready mind, moaning voice, all the things working together, bringing yourself closer to that state, is a type of learning too. And now that you've got the hunger, there's very little I have to do except tell you. There's a whole world of information at your fingertips. Isn't there something you've wanted to know about? Didn't something pique your curiosity today? If it didn't, trust me, it'll find you. Then you'll find it. And you'll be moaning and cursing and thanking the wonderful mechanism embedded in you, even if it changes your perception of body, your method of masturbation, and your awareness of arousal, all into one. Have fun.